We've been talking all week long about the devastation of this spring of 2011, and certainly weathermen and weatherwomen spend all of their time thinking about the weather, but they don't necessarily take their work home with them. But that was not the case for Alan Matthews, who's co-host of the TV program Good Morning Four States at Channel 12, KODE in Joplin, Missouri. It's an ABC affiliate. He's a weatherman and co-host of the TV program Good Morning Four States. Alan, the weather is more than just a job for you this week.
Yeah, it's been pretty much my life over the last couple of days. It's just most terrifying thing I have ever been through in my entire life.
And I mean, quite literally, your eyes went from looking at one of those Doppler radar maps to looking at the devastation of your own home.
Yeah, I mean, it happened so quickly. I mean, thankfully the sirens went off and we had some time to find shelter. But, and I don't know if you had a chance to actually see the photo or not, but I had sent your producer one of the photos, and the bathroom that we took cover in was absolutely decimated.
No, I am amazed to even be talking with you, Alan. And, you know, weather people are known for being so reassuring, but also cautious and, you know, warning. And, you know, they have this whole demeanor about them. I mean, this it's got to have just sort of flipped your brain about 360 degrees around.
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, and kind of give you the story, you know, the sirens went off, like I said, and then we started to hear that noise. And it kind of the description, you know, I know a lot of people say that it sounds a lot like a train. To us, it just kind of sounded like rolling thunder that just would not stop. I yelled at my wife. She grabbed one of our pets, went into the bathroom, got into the bathtub. I looked out. I could see what looked like rotation, so I was right behind her. We got the door shut, and then as we're just sitting there, you can hear the glass just exploding in the house. I mean, it's not shattering glass. It was just exploding. The roof was torn off of that section of our house. And at one point, my wife was in the bathtub. I was on the floor next to the tub, and I could feel the tub starting to separate itself from the floor. And when we got, you know, we got through with it, and it's just, and kind of gallows humor, I guess, but I mean, we looked at it. It's like, I thought we were going to get thrown from the house, and she thought that we were going to be killed by debris.
What do you think saved you?
To be honest, I honestly could not tell you that. I mean, it's just luck. Because again, if you saw the pictures, there's a beam that cuts on through there. The bathtub is just full of debris, and I don't know how much of that actually wound up in the tub after the actual storm itself, after we finally got out of there. But it just, because after, of course, the storm, then we had to deal with hail, and thankfully we had a couple spots in the house that we could actually hide under to avoid any more rain or getting hit with hail.
You know, people describe a tornado as both slow motion but also an eye blink, in the sense that you close your eyes, you put your head in your hands, and then when you look again, the whole world has changed.
Yeah.
Is your home ever going to be livable again?
No. I mean, it's pretty much going to be a loss.
Well, I'm wondering, Alan Matthews, a co-host of the TV program Good Morning Four States at Channel 12 in Joplin, Missouri. I'm wondering, there's a lot of discussion and people describing how sudden it all was. We've been hearing that people had maybe 10, 15 seconds, sometimes 20, to take cover. Was it that way for you?
Well, like I said, the sirens had gone off actually a couple times, at least 10 minutes ahead of time, so we had somewhat of a warning. And this is one of those areas that we get tornadic activity a lot this time of the year, and I think sometimes people sort of have a blasé thought as far, you know, as when the tornado sirens go off. So I think some people didn't react as quickly. And obviously, you know, with it being an EF5, you know, that's not something that we see, although we've had, you know, towns in our area that have been destroyed by tornadoes over the last couple of years. So this isn't the first time. It's just that this is something, this magnitude is just astounding.
Well, a lot of people have described, this sense of complacency of living in Tornado Alley, a kind of a strange sort of macho that certainly devastating tornadoes like this is going to completely cause people to revisit.
Right.
You mentioned this was an F5. Does that mean that you, in your house with your wife, experienced winds of 200 miles an hour?
It wouldn't surprise me. Again, it tore the entire roof off of pretty much three-quarters of our house. Well, actually, it took the roof off the entire house. We have, like, ceiling left in, like, two parts of the house.
And what about friends and family? Everyone accounted for?
since my wife has her mom lives in the area and that side of town wasn't affected really. I think she had like some tree down in her yard, but her house is fine. And thankfully, the rest of my family actually is outside of this area, so we didn't lose anybody. We do have a director though that's on our show that's right now in the hospital, and he's got several injuries, and they're talking that he's going to be 20 to 30 surgeries possibly over the next 6 months.
You know, we've been hearing so many human stories and, you know, gripping sad stories of people trying to find loved ones and people injured, and of course the 122 dead. This is a crazy question, Alan. You're a weatherman, right?
Right.
And there's so much talk, you know, the winter of 2011, now the spring of 2011, of just how much imprecision there is in the weather prediction business. Does an experience like this make you more or less credible going forward?
You know, that's a good question, and I really wish I had an answer for that. But, you know, it's just one of those things. I'm still kind of in a little bit of a daze, and hopefully I can reprocess everything over the next few days.
Alan, let me tell you what I think. If I was living in Joplin and you said go for cover, I'd say that was the dude who lost his house.
Right.
I'm going in the basement.
Well, and quite honestly, we did have severe storms come through last night, and that's what we were urging everybody to do, even though we wound up not having a tornado touchdown here. It's just like, if you're here, just take cover.
Alan Matthews, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Okay, no problem. Thanks a lot.
Alan Matthews, the co-host of the TV program Good Morning Four States, Channel 12 KODE in Joplin, Missouri, ABC affiliate. Lost his home.